This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast number 158. God of War is not proper sex education.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm King Baby Duck.
Yay, we have a guest.
Yay, guest time is fun.
Except you're not really a guest, you're more like family.
Yes, well this is the first time I'm actually part of, what would this be, like an online cookout as it were.
Yes.
It's a barbecue. It's a summer barbecue
in the internet background. Yeah, I like that. No running in the pool. It's adult swim only.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are we adults?
I'm drinking, so I'm going to go with yes.
But I have a floaty.
You can have floaties. Not adults can swim. I mean, that's not a given.
Especially yeah,
but please don't be an adult and jump in the pool when you don't know how to swim, because you'll die.
You'll hit your head right in the bottom and you'll just...
We have no lifeguards. We didn't have money for that. We just had money for beer.
Swim at your own risk.
At your own risk, people. But you know what's not a risk?
Our website?
You got it. And the stuff that we have over there. Like the stuff that we write. So make sure that you visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any comments for us or questions, you can email us now at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. But if you're also on the All Games Radio show site, you want to make sure that you check out some of the other shows on the station, like Evil Avatar.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
You can take a listen to Fantastic Forum.
Or you can also listen to Ultimate Quest. They're pretty cool.
OLR's got their show available over there.
Video Game Outsiders just went live, so you should check that out. It's really fun.
And there's also Bobby Blackwolf's show.
And Friday Night Gaming.
Exactly. So make sure that you're checking out some of the great entertainment over at allgames.com. And when you're there, bouncing around on the forum, checking out the shows, let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because we did.
So. And if we didn't, you should tell people that we did anyway. You should lie.
Well, lie okay, for the skin of
right,
your
don't
teeth.
Lie.
It's not so much a lie as much as, how would Eshmon put it? She would call it a fiblet.
It's a little baby fib
it's
that people will
fib.
Overlook because you're directing them to goodness.
Exactly.
And who doesn't want goodness?
It would be more like truthiness, as it were.
Truthiness, yes.
Indeed.
That's always good. Also good is Boston Bastard Brigade, King Baby Duck Show.
Yes.
I know, now that they have one. Yay.
About fucking time we got this through.
Yes. Well, you know, it needed some fine tuning.
There had to be a montage
that
showed you aspiring. Like, I can see it all now, like, all of you guys, like, in a studio with the big headphones on. Everyone's sweating because you guys are pumped up to do a show. Someone's running. Someone's hitting some meat or a live cow.
No one's slapping their meats on our show.
That you know of.
Yet.
The internet is an interesting place.
It is. You find some very interesting things on there. Things you didn't know existed and wish you didn't know.
But you bookmark them anyway.
Anyway.
Because you want to trick your friends into watching it.
Oh, God. I was tricked into watching so many different things.
I really wish I had recorded Eshmom's response to Two Girls, One Cup. That would have been...
Oh. I still haven't seen that, and I am...
I refuse to see that.
Really, really sad that you made our mom watch that.
Have any of you two ever seen either cake farts or pudding farts?
I have heard about cake farts.
Heard about it? Not interested.
And I think it's a horrible thing that lady is doing to cakes. What does cake ever do to her besides fill her tummy with goodness?
I don't know. Maybe the cake was the soul of a psycho. There was a psycho killer's soul in that cake, and it was the only way to defeat it.
No.
Defart it, maybe. Sorry, I couldn't help that, guys. Sorry. But that was disgusting. I don't even want to imagine what pudding farts looks like.
Especially the last few seconds of that will ruin the rest of your life.
Hey, Esh Mom, check this out.
You are so mean to Mom.
I was tricked by my former dorm mate into watching it, and then he showed it to the other dorm mates, and they were just screaming in horror at the end of it.
Okay, like, so that's another one to not watch. I'll just check that off on the list of shit to stay away from on the internet.
Yeah, yep. But see, people can disguise it.
Pedophiles, John O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, and pudding farts.
And that weird guy that's on Fox News right now, the one that keeps Glenn Beck.
Oh, well, that just kind of is a given on the list. Yeah.
Fox News in entirety, basically.
Pretty much. My life is better for not watching anything on Fox News.
Indeed.
But since we're on the topic of Fox, what I will say is, huzzah for the internets. Futurama is coming back with
the original cast.
The original voice cast. Woo-hoo! Everybody's back on board. So heart palpitations can stop.
Oh, I was a little worried because at first it was the image of a whole new cast coming in.
I was so worried about that. Believe me, if there had been a different cast, I would have refused to watch it.
Fry can't sound not like Fry.
Fry.
And I think
it's not Fry at all.
They realize that.
And especially Bender. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's nobody else that can be Bender.
No.
Do you guys know that who was it? Someone told me that the person who did the voice for Bender also did Marcus for Gears 2.
He also does the commentary for Mad World with Greg Proops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Voice acting is a damn good business.
I want to get into it.
I don't know if you saw it, but a couple weeks ago, Conan O'Brien went and visited Bang Zoom Entertainment and did a dubbing for the new Ghost in the Shell 1.5, I think it's called.
No, I didn't know that. Not for that.
Check it out on NBC.com.
You see, guys, really, and these are things that you know, we might not be able to bring to you, but the Boston Bastard Brigade will.
Yep.
So what you don't get from us, you can get from the bastards. So you should check them out.
Which they are available both on their website, BostonBastardBrigade.com, and, triumphantly, in iTunes.
Yes.
You have a lot.
And also, we are located on both Facebook and MySpace.
There you go. You can't not miss the bastards.
Join the club. I'm in it.
Join the brigade, bitch. Get
we're everywhere.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Boston Bastard Brigade?
Well, it's sort of the brotherhood of the sisterhood, but...
Who are you bastards?
What?
Who are you bastards?
Well, we're a mixture of members of both genders. You may be called the Boston Bastard Brigade, but we have a worldwide view on things. We just all happen to live in the Boston area. And so far, there's four guys, including myself, and two girls that are on the team.
Nice brigade size. Cool.
Yep. Well, first off, there's myself, King Baby Duck. I'm knowledgeable in Japanese pulp culture and music, movies, and also with Wii games.
Cool. I haven't touched my Wii in a long time.
You should play with it more often.
It's all flaccid and lumpy in the corner because you don't give it attention.
And dusty. I need to clean my Wii.
Okay.
Just go in there. I'll be honest. I'm hopeful there are some games on the horizon that will maybe make it a little more alluring.
Well, the new Silent Hill game that's coming out for it is supposed
to be awesome. Yeah, Shattered
Memories, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks...
I kept walking by that at E3 going, do I want to play that? No. Yes.
Yeah,
no.
I watched you a couple times walk past it, and I would see you slow down, like, I'm going to touch it. No, I'm not.
I didn't.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a video camera.
Anyway, so
continue.
Yeah, okay. About E3. That's what she
said. All right. Oh, okay. Well, also on our team, we got Bluonic. He's a big gamer, especially on the Xbox 360, and he has a know-how and lots of great movies. And he's also the master of the "Oh, for fuck's sake" segment.
That's my favorite thing.
Yep. And he's also really good on the paintball field and the gun range, and he's currently playing hockey on some local team.
Nice.
So then, can we expect some sports from Bluonic then in that regard?
Not Bluonic, but the next guy, Anvil. He has a huge knowledge in the sports realm, and he is currently the offensive lineman on the Boston Bandits.
Oh, okay.
I was saying, the Boston Bastards also have a team?
What is this mess? You Boston Bastards really are all over the place.
We're not that big yet, but maybe one day we'll be.
Oh, wow.
It'll be fun. Then we got Shades Black Flame, who is big on the anime and on Game Boy games.
Cool.
Next on the list, we have... Well, the final two are the two women on our team, the female bastards, as it were. One of them is Pink Taco. She is a lover of music and film, and she probably has a better sense of music than I do.
Wow.
And no offense, but her sexiness puts many straight women to shame.
Oh.
Hey, I'm too sexy, so I understand.
Oh.
Kindred spirit.
No.
I dig it.
No, I don't know if you met Pink Taco. I mean, I've talked to her a couple of times, and... then I watched her perform, and I said, wow, I'm not nearly as sexy as I thought I was.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must meet the Pink Taco. Yeah.
Maybe I'll send you a picture of her.
Oh, I think she's going to be a crowd favorite when people start listening.
Well, once we finally get her to come on the show and talk, because she currently is, like, on the outskirts of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, so it's kind of tough for her to get out here.
Right.
But when she's on the show, I believe that she will generate a following.
Oh.
A massive following.
I believe she's going to become the most popular member of the group, in my opinion.
She probably will. And then the last one?
And the last girl is Lorraine. She is our manga girl, but she's also very knowledgeable in the anime and movies. She's also very hot and sexy.
I like that combination, the hot and the sexy, along with the nerdy.
Mm. In fact, Panelicious met her once, and she made the comment of how gaming girls are becoming hotter and hotter every year.
It is very true.
Mm-hmm.
It is a phenomenon that I've been watching very carefully. Being a hot gaming girl myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
You notice the rest of your kind as you're out amongst the people.
Yeah. You will create a gaming village of nothing but sexy women. Yes.
So, King Baby Duck, tell our audience the kind of things that they can expect to hear from you guys over there at Boston Bastard Brigade.
All right, so first off, of course, is the video games, and we're going to be covering stuff from the 8-bit era to the holy fuck, is that real era?
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good era.
Yeah, that's a good time range of games, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll mostly be covering the Xbox 360 and the Wii, because right now, no one has a PS3 yet, and probably never will.
Oh,
ouch. Sony, right?
It's expensive. That's why.
Well, you know, there keeps coming these rumors about the PS3 Slim on the horizon.
Yeah, but would you anticipate that the Slim would have a Slim in the price too?
It would have to be slimmer in the price because they're not accommodating all of the same architecture. So I would hope to kiss a duck that if Sony is smart, I know this is a stretch, but if they're smart, it would cost considerably less, and it would be competitive at the price with the Xbox 360 for
Holiday. And I really hope so. That they do.
Oh, that would be a great
day. Because if it came down to the price where it was competitive with the Xbox 360, I think especially around a holiday season, I think that you would see the PS3 fly off the shelves more than the Xbox 360 because it's a game console and a Blu-ray player.
But the thing is, right now they need to work on more really good games for the PS3. I mean, there's a handful.
Infamous.
Yep,
God,
Infamous.
Of War 3.
Yep.
Granted, but not out yet.
Fat Princess!
I know.
Little Big Planet.
Oh, Little Big Planet is the shit.
But
I mean, they do have some games that have, I mean, obviously,
but
have
still,
pulled some masses.
But comparing the amount of good games to PS3 and Xbox 360, Xbox 360 still has the much better games.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
but
if you look at the lineup, what you have to do, in all honesty to be fair, is knock out the games that appear on both platforms that are identical on both platforms. Okay,
yeah.
And I don't think that having one extra character on one side or on the other side is enough to say that they're different. So if you knock out the things that appear on both platforms and you just go to the exclusives, there are far fewer exclusives on the PS3 side than there are on the Xbox 360. And of those exclusives, okay, which ones are console killers? Okay.
Yeah.
And the only exclusive, if you ask me right now, that is a console killer is Halo. And I don't even like Halo, but Halo draws people to the platform.
Indeed.
God of War is a great game, but it doesn't draw people to the Sony platform.
And also, the little kids really can't play that because their parents are going to be like, oh, there is sex in this video game. This is wrong.
Yeah.
And if you look at any of the...
Here, play this video game here, sonny boy. You can shoot people here, and you don't have to worry about watching people having sex.
You know, that'd be a great way to bring, you know, young boys into puberty. You know, if they've been, like, under a rock for so many years, like, here, play God of War. Are those... Yes.
Yes.
Don't stop.
God
right
of War is not a way to teach your children about sex. You should not have them play the game.
I can imagine that right now.
Ninja Sister has a point. Baby. Everybody knows that you use porn to teach children about
exactly.
sex.
Exactly. You don't use God of War. You can't give them God of War and then when they complete the game, give them a box of condoms and think that everything is okay.
Well, actually, I don't think you'd have to worry about it because, for one, it zooms out during the sex scene and all you see are buttons. So you'd be like, where's the emblem? I'm ready.
That is not the way to prepare.
Like, I can't initiate until I see the button.
You are not right for that.
Needless to say.
I can't wait for the sex minigame in 3. I want God of War.
Wait, there's going to be another one?
You know.
Of course.
It's one of the reasons guys come.
To play that platform. To play God of War 3.
That was an awkward pause there, Pandalicious.
I caught that in the basket.
That was exactly my point, King Baby Duck.
I caught it in the basket and I brought it over here. No, I got to play God of War 3 at E3, and I was talking with one of the developers, and he said pretty emphatically that, look, can't tell you yes or no, but it wouldn't be a God of War trilogy if there are things that we've come to do on the platform in games before that didn't exist in the platform to continue.
Maybe
like
Kratos
if you look
will
at
have
Kratos,
an orgy.
He still has the fleece from the previous game. He still has the wings of Icarus. How could we not? As like wing wings.
It's a 6-way this time? Wow.
Like he's fighting and
he's
all of a sudden
Kratos.
He's like, Kratos,
he
you
not?
Must screw your way out of this situation. And
okay.
Then there's like,
oh, so he literally screws his way out of the situation.
Yeah. Like a giant orgy in the middle of battle, which would be totally epic.
And would definitely fit in with being Kratos.
Yeah. And you'd be like, course, yeah, I can screw and kill at the exact same
of
time.
Of course, that could actually work well with the Project Natal, too, the sex mini games.
Oh, God, let's not.
But I still have a little bit more that we discussed on B3, too.
Then go finish
it
up.
Tie it up, put it in a box.
Okay, we discussed anime, which is, you know, stuff that's currently airing in Japan, like Eden of the East, which I believe you, Ninja Sister, talked about.
Yes, yeah, so I only have 2 episodes left to watch.
I've seen them all. It's awesome. And then we have recent U.S. releases and, of course, nostalgia moments. We'll also be covering the big budget movies, indie movies, foreign films, especially Japanese movies. We'll be covering music from the mainstream, indie, and the J-pop. We're covering sports heavily, especially from Anvil's perspective. We're even thinking about doing theater. Ooh. And also food. And both Anvil and Bluonic have this idea of doing like micro podcasts, like 3 or 5 minute mini podcasts where they just review a restaurant that they go to.
Interesting.
So for all of you guys that don't live in the Boston area,
you'll know where to go
for some
exactly
yummy chow and hot chicks and cool bands.
Beer.
Exactly.
Sounds like you guys got all your bases covered.
Yep.
Well, thank God for that.
All right.
Yes.
So be aware, people. Tuesdays, check out the Boston Bass Brigade.
Their podcast. 9 a.m. each episode will be up.
You got to check them out. Funny shit. Come on. If nothing else, you get to listen to the national anthem of Boston each week.
Which is awesome.
Of course. It's the Dropkick Murphys. How awesome can it not be?
That pretty much means it's awesome right there.
And I mean, you could tell them that us here at Esh brought you over there, but they would already know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I won't lie. We recorded our episode today and we forgot to mention you girls. So
you guys don't
apologies
have to mention
in advance.
It all the time. We know that you know that we're awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
of course. Definitely.
We will not shun you if in one episode you don't say, hey, thanks to you guys.
But don't fuck it up next week.
But I'm bummed. No, she's just kidding.
Yeah. Not. Okay, then why do I feel a dagger in my back right
There's
now?
There's no dagger. There's no dagger. Are you sure?
It might be a shuriken. Yeah. Anyway.
Damn you, Naruto!
Oh, this is a Naruto free zone. This right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
We don't
that's right.
That goes out there. You just take that right. Just around the corner, and there's a door. That's where the Naruto
There's a Naruto only slot.
Right over there.
Very special Naruto room.
Yes.
And no visit.
Believe it.
Yeah, but then you open right up the door and it's just a little toilet and it's like, what does that mean?
Figure it out. Yes.
Anyway, so on to our topic of current games.
All right, so current, kinda, sorta. I decided to drop back into playing some stuff on my computer.
Oh. Ooh. And what did you play?
I actually picked up Sims 3, because it'd been a while since I played a Sims game, and I grew up playing Sims games, Sims City, Sims Civilization, everything, just about every Sims game up until last 2 years. I even did the Herbs on my Xbox, my original Xbox, played that all the way through. So, you know, I had the Black Eyed Peas kind of Sims game. I never really did understand that, how that collab
I never played
came.
It, so I have no clue.
I heard Black Eyed Peas and I just shut down.
Yeah, basically the Herbs were the urban Sims. So you were kind of like in the city, but sort of ghetto-ish. It was kind of like Sims in New York.
Harlem really? Sims.
Yeah, like you took the subway to places sometimes and bought clothes and... And they all had, like, a hippie-hoppy feel.
They had the
herbs.
FUBU feel.
Yeah, no, they didn't even go FUBU.
FUBU.
Did we go Puma?
they did. They had, like, chains, and they're people that wore, you know,
because you're not
pants.
Truly urban unless you got chains. And I don't mean shackles.
Will.i.am was kind of in the game.
And the crunk in the teeth.
That's right. Got to spill your beer on the corners, people.
Yeah, pour a little out for the homies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but it was a Sims game, so you still had to get a job and work and entertain your Sim, and I enjoyed that, so, you know, I played it. And then the Sims games that came out after that, I kind of got away from because, you know, BioShock happened, and then the Soul Calibur happened,
and then Spore happened?
Spore happened, Little Big Planet happened, they ate my life, little game came around called
It went Om Nom Nom to your life, Om Nom. There was some om nomming of life.
There was a lot of om nomming of life, especially Rock Band, which I do have some stuff to talk about because it's going completely fucking awesome. I've pretty much decided to be off on a tangent here for a second. That Harmonix has pretty much decided to turn up the awesome from August all the way through next year because the DLC that's coming out right now for Rock Band is ridiculous.
Hello, Kings of Leon. I bought
Okay, they're Kings of Leon. All right. Yeah, everyone
my sex
knows.
Is on fire.
Everyone's I love
sex.
That song.
Your sex
oh
should
God.
Always be on fire, people, but your crotch should not be. Okay, moving on, though.
Because then if it was, there'd probably be a disease on there, and
exactly.
you would want to get that
checked. Care of that.
ED, I think.
You want to take care of that. But, okay, Spinal Tap.
Yes.
No.
Tap, people.
I know.
Okay.
Working on a sex farm.
Exactly. All right. Do you need anything else to play in Rock Band? No, not really.
How about an explosive drummer?
Your drummer should always spontaneously combust.
Combust.
Yes.
It just needs to happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then Gorillaz now is coming this week.
Yes.
Okay? Oh it, God, they're just won. They're just turning on the awesome all the way up until the Beatles
Good
Rock Band comes out.
Double thumbs up.
And I think that
right
it's
here.
Great that they opened up and allowed artists to decide which of their music that they want to bring onto the platform. So rather than them having to initiate the conversation, any artist that wants to have their stuff become available for Rock Band can contact them and say, hey, here's my stuff, here's the master tracks, what do we need to do? Let's make this shit happen.
Awesome.
So
and that could actually help open up to like indie acts too to get their name out.
Big time. So I think it's made, they're just kicking up the awesome and then they're tapping it off with Beatles Rock Band on 9909, so kick ass. But back
Do you
to the
think
sim.
It's funny that 999 turned upside down and 666?
No, I
don't
think that's funny at all.
Resist.
Oh, okay, then I
yeah,
okay.
No, yeah, not Sorry. A problem. So grab Sims 3, slapped it on my laptop, and at first I thought, oh my God, this looks horrible. And then I realized it's because my laptop was kind of being a little bit of a pussy and turned all of the stuff all the way down to the bottom as far as the acceleration because it wasn't sure if I could handle it. I was like, looky here, bitch. You can do a much better resolution than this. And let's just push that detail all the way up to the top. Now restart. Oh, mama likes. And it runs just fine. So, jumped in immediately, and the first thing was that, you know, it's a Sims game. So, anyone that's played any Sims game before mm-hmm. isn't going to have any problem picking up with this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm going to take a sip of my juice here.
Pam yeah, juice! Ninja's got to let it loose!
Pink Taco's girlfriend wound up getting that for her new Mac, and she said it's awesome, too.
It really is, because you can just pick up and run with it. All of the basic tenets of a sim game are there. You gotta have a job. You gotta feed your sim. They gotta sleep. So you gotta make some money so you can get them a bed so they
now
can
Now wait,
sleep.
Do you have to teach them how to cook? Because, I mean, back in the sim game that I used to play, you kind of had to, you know, deal with fires since at first they're not very good at cooking.
So they still aren't very good at cooking, but I found that it depends on how you set up your house first. So you have the option of when you first descend into the town to either buy a house that's unfurnished or a house that's furnished. And there are actually four good options to choose from that are within the price range for the money that you have to start, which is about 16 grand. Of both being able to pick up housing in nice areas of town that are furnished. If you go with a house that's furnished, your sim can start off by making simple stuff without burning anything.
And dying.
Exactly. So if you buy something furnished, your sim can make soup or a grilled cheese sandwich pretty much without setting the place on fire.
You see, I used to be the asshole that would actually intentionally make the Sims die from being burnt to death.
They go into the kitchen, they'd start to make it, a fire would happen, and then, oh, no doors. Whatever are you going to do? Die. That's what you're going to do.
I don't do
so
that,
you
but
understand the gate of hell.
I did used to take the ladder out of the swimming pool, so when they'd get fatigued.
Oh, see, I've never done that. You people are mean to your Sims.
I would be a vicious god. Thank God I am not God.
The only thing I do is I make mazes out of fences to get to my house. So I put the door like on the back side of the house, and then I make a fence maze so that whenever my Sim comes home from work, even if she's tired, she still has to walk all the way through the maze.
And you say I'm bad.
I don't kill my Sims though. I have never force them to stay in a room that was on fire or taken.
Well, I've never done that.
Or taken the ladder out of the pool.
See, yeah, he's taken his out by fire and mine, and I took mine out by water, like the original god did.
I'd say, I just make mine work for it. That's all. I like to watch him run around. I'm an observant god. I like to watch what's going on.
You make him be chased by a bunch of cars and see if they get run over, or
no, you can't do that. But what I did do is I found some cheats online, and I'm not a huge cheat people. I just did the money cheat because I like to pimp out my crib, and my bitch just wasn't making money fast enough.
What was she doing?
She was working over at the spa,
spa. Where she does massages and happy endings.
They have spas now?
Yes, they have a spa. And so you can work at the spa and eventually buy the partners out and all that kind of stuff. And I was making pretty good money, too. My sim was making about $100 an hour. She was doing all right. But that still just wasn't enough because I like big pools. It's big pimping up in my crib here. So
she better start doing a happy endings.
She likes five cars and she wants diamonds in her crystal.
Yeah, I got a couple of cars, you know, nice ones. And I don't necessarily need diamonds in my crystal as much as just having crystal. But what I found was really interesting was that you could interact more with other buildings. So there are places that you can go into the town where you can actually see inside the building whether your sim is there or not.
So it's basically like Grand Theft Auto without the merciless killings.
Pretty much. I mean, you don't get to pick up whores.
Aww.
Which is sad.
So you can't get a Hummer and then get your money back?
No, but I dress my sim like a whore, and that makes me feel better.
And that makes you proud? Yeah. Are you a proud human for that?
Yeah, I am, actually, because you can also kind of make your sim a little whorish, so you can actually change. Seriously, they all have personalities, so if they do things on their own, they will abide by those personalities. So you can be very flirty, and you can be very amorous. Mm-hmm. So that your sim on her own will just start talking to people and try to chat them up, girl a boy, or get flirtatious. Like, I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and when I came back, my sim already had some dude she was macking on in my house.
Whoa.
I was like, wow.
Pink alert.
Okay, y'all are on the couch,
not
y'all making the woohoo. Okay.
To woohoo on the first date?
Yeah, my sim's kind of a slut, so gave her a little bit of a
really?
Shame.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Fuck you. But
she put the woohoo in the ding ding.
And the hi. But it's really fun if you enjoy sim games because there's a big amount of detail that you can go into. You can customize outfits now to a ridiculous length. I gave my sim kind of a gothy feel, so she wears chains on her skirts and on her jeans and stuff, and it's just fun. So if you like to play God, and you've already done the spore thing, you should definitely check out the Sims 3 stuff, and I'm sure there are expansion packs upon expansion packs to come, but it's fun, and I enjoy it, and that's a good thing.
Now, is it just out for the PC, or is it also coming out for the other systems?
So, it is available currently right now for the PC and for the Mac. I've actually been running it on my Mac laptop, just because I'm in the midst of putting Windows 7, the release client, in 64-bit style on the PC guy. So, there are some driver issues that I need to fix over there. But it is available on those platforms, and there are some people that have been successfully able to get it running on Linux using some of the Mac distro and doing some geeky command line things. So it currently is available for just about everything out there. You definitely want to have a strong system because the maps and the detail amount that you can turn on is pretty high. I've got mine running on a 1440 display. And I have it optimized for that, and I do hear my fan kick on pretty damn quick. And I've got 4 gigs of RAM in my machine, so it does take advantage of all of that. I haven't done any of the online stuff yet, just because I'm not really big on it. But I do think that if you want to be very social, the idea of being able to create a sim or create multiple sims and send them over to other people's towns and cities and share them, or share clothing that you create if you really enjoy it. I think that's kind of neat. So I'm going to say that I'm going to give Sims 3 a 3.5 out of 5. The only reason why I don't give it a 4 is I think that turning up the display resolution shouldn't force my machine to automatically kick into high gear. So it is kind of heavy, and it's a big install. It eats up about 6 gigs. So it's beefy. And that's, if you're on a laptop especially, that's a big chunk of space to be giving up to just one entity.
Agreed.
Indeed.
So I got to kind of knock it a little bit for that. But it is a solid and fun Sims game. So I'd say EA, good on you. Good on you. Just
Sweet.
Make it a little smaller. A little tiny. Tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. So that's my stuff. What do you got for the people, Panda? Because I know you're just burning over there.
I wouldn't say I was burning, but I mean,
I was gonna itching, but then I thought, okay, I'm gonna open
itching.
Up.
And, you know what?
I told you. I said I was going to, but then I stopped myself.
I'm neither itching or burning over here. Just to clarify.
Okay.
Jeez, give people the wrong idea. I've got four little things all together that I want to talk about
that are not itching or burning.
And none of them are itching or burning, and none of them resemble any type of VD or STD.
That's right. Because you're a clean girl.
So I'm sharing very clean things, very, very nice, organized things that won't get you pregnant.
Yes, that's good.
I mean, they might.
Oprah did a show about that last week, as a matter of fact. just throwing that out there.
Anyway, first on my list, Gears 2, there was some downloadable content that happened within...
Like I wouldn't know about that because somebody has my Gears.
And... You're not getting it back. It just staying here because I bought all the downloadable content beyond the new stuff because I have a very cool, awesome clan of a team of really awesome guys who have molded me into a master of the headshot and
Well, that's good because I suck at that.
A huntress of the ponage, and I'm just. So kick-ass now that it's unbelievable.
But how do you really feel about your skill set, oh humble one?
Oh, I think you get it. Anyway, so some new downloadable content came out for Gears 2, and actually some more content I think came out for World of War. Not that I have Call of Duty, but who's to say that won't be the game that I triumph over
next? There is a new map pack available for Call of Duty World at War, so if you have it, make sure that you pick it up. I hear nothing but good things about it so far, you know. So.
But, this isn't to say that just because that's good that the downloadable content for Gears 2 is not. There has been a lot of flipping and flopping in terms of what people have thought about it. It's for starters, it's called Dark Corners, and it gives you seven new maps in multiplayer and Horde, obviously. And it also gives you the deleted scene from the game. Because I know if you loaded it up and you didn't have this thing that it just said, oh, deleted scene was coming soon. Well, they finally released it. And,
Give up the juicy.
Okay. So, I mean, there are essentially four new achievements. If you're an achievement whore and you look for that, they give you four with this. So, you know, in the Road to Ruin, which is the deleted scene, obviously there are achievements for all the maps.
What is the deleted scene?
The deleted scene, like I said, it's called for Road to Ruin. Yeah. And it's essentially... that part of the game where Dom and Marcus are going into the Hive.
Yes.
So you could do one or two things. Or the Nexus. It's the Nexus, I'm sorry. And you could either stealth in and dress up as Theron guards.
Uh-huh.
And go in stealthily. Or you can go in guns blazing. You're going to kill fucking everything.
Voila.
And obviously to get all the achievements, you've got to do both. And you have to do it co-op. So I've done both, gotten all the achievements, and I mean, a lot of people were asking me what I thought about the stealthy. And when I played through it, you know, you and Dom, or Marcus, depending on who you play, you put on the costumes, and the costumes look really cool, but the Theron Sentinels always did, so that's not very surprising. You know, so you kind of think, oh, you could just go in, knock off a few people, and, you know, they wouldn't bum rush you because you look like one of the Locusts. It's not true. You have to go through this whole different map of the Nexus in this outfit, and you can't even get near other Locusts because they can still smell the fact that you're human. And if you get too close, the guns come out, and you are a puddle of flesh and blood on the ground. Trust me, I know from experience.
And you don't want to be the puddle.
And close is not even necessarily close. Like, you just need to be as far away from, like, if I was a hot dude... And the Locust was like jailbait, I would have to be three states over. Like that's the distance that you need to be away from the Locust. Like, you don't even look at them. Just wait for them to go away and you move forward. Or they have these really cool, and by cool I say this slightly sarcastically, distractions. You know, and it makes you realize that the locusts are really, really dumb outside of the queen and Scourge. Because, ooh, you press a button and, like, a weight will fall and, like, three or four locusts will, like, stand around it like, what happened? And you're like, are you fucking serious right now? Really? Like, and I wanted to headshot them and just, you know, clean house. And you can't in stealth mode, you know, but you get through the whole thing. You get to a point where there's a giant Brumac. And I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen any of these King Baby Duck, but they're a huge dinosaur-esque bear things with guns on them. They're fucking huge.
Yeah, Brumacs are awesome when you're driving one.
When you're driving one or you're shooting it with the really cool gun at the end of the game. And then, obviously, when you get through that, you know, you get your... And then there's the guns blazing. You just want kill, 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 kill. And let me tell you, they give you the ammo to do just that. You know, so if you've got a decent co-op partner, like mine, or any other cool ones that aren't like mine, but are kind of like mine, but not, this is a very easy mode to play in. It, and you take out a Brumac with some freaking mulchers and or torcas, and you're just gunning the fuck out of it. It's fun. I really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed all the maps. I've been going through grabbing all the achievements. I've really been enjoying the experience. If I had known the first time I had borrowed this game from Ninja that I was going to love it this much, I would have had all the downloadable content already. As an aside to that, though, if you do plan to get this downloadable content, I recommend downloading the All Fronts. You know, if you don't have any of them already, because that will give you all of them for 1,600 Microsoft points, don't be a dumb fuck like me who bought everything separately, because you end up paying more. See, this is me trying to save you money. So that's my little...
Don't be like Panda and make mistakes with your money.
Yeah, don't do it, because, well, I mean, I didn't have money, but I made deals with Eshmom to wash the windows and the walls of the house in exchange for the money for the points. Hey, it was a good trade on my part. And if you have to do something like that, talk to your parents. Also,
they've got things that need to happen, people. They're willing to pay cash money.
If they are, so be it. So the next thing I want to talk about is the Batman Arkham Asylum demo hit the Xbox Live. I think about a day ago.
It's also available on the PS3.
Yep.
And PS3. There's actually some bonus things for the PS3 version. Like, there's a bonus Joker game that you can actually play as the Joker.
Yeah, yeah. We're not getting that over here on Xbox, as far as I know. But the demo came out. I played it last night while I was waiting for my clan for Gears to assemble. And
Gears assemble!
Sorry, but I mean, I had seen the setup at E3 and I had watched some people play the demo there, but I had not actually played it myself, which I'm kicking myself in the ass for now.
Yeah, because I played it. It was awesome.
The demo was indeed awesome. You know, the original cast from the animation was such a nice touch. The graphics are insane. And I mean, for all those who are hardcore Batman lovers, you're the goddamn Batman. I mean, you walk in like, hey, I'm Batman. I just got the Joker. The Joker pulls a fast one. You're like, fuck, I gotta go clean up some business. And you go in and you clean house and you do it in the guise of night. You're jumping off of gargoyles, taking out. I mean, there's this one move, and there's a spoiler if you haven't played the demo yet, and I recommend that you do. If you happen to be, you know, you're Batman and you're on top of a gargoyle and a guard, one of the inmates, walks underneath you, you get a flash of the yellow button, which is called an inverted capture or something. And what happens is you jump down like a bungee cord, you grab the inmate, you like snap his neck and you hang him upside down. So then all the other inmates/guards come running, like, you know, and it's really funny because they all interact with each other. So they see their guy hanging dead there and like, what the fuck is that, man? You know, and like they freak out, you know, and the whole premise is to navigate through this whole asylum, you know, undetected, because you're the goddamn Batman. You've got a job to do. And I have to say, I played the demo about 3 times, and, you know, they only give you, I think, essentially like 2 scenarios, and then they introduce a boss fight, which you don't even get to play. So they show you the boss, which is no character that I've ever seen in the Batman universe, and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Who the boss I'm gonna is? Fight it. What the boss is? What is it?
I don't know. Like? I've never seen it before. Wow. It looks like a giant, well, not giant, but like a big, bulky, monstery, like a take the tyrant from Res 5, make him flesh colored, give him some weird purpley green dots, make him kind of hunched over. No, it's not Kane. You fight Kane later.
Oh.
But this guy's, I think he's a generic, I don't know, but he was new, and I'm like, I've never seen him before. Great, I get to fight him. No.
You're going to have to wait until you buy this,
bitch. Buy the game. At first, the combat system seems to be, like, it seems like it's made for pussies. You know, it's like, for the first run through that I played it, I felt like I was just button mashing. You know, mind you, I was still kicking ass, but I was like, I could just do this all day. You know, but then, you know, when you start establishing a pattern, the goddamn Batman will do different maneuvers, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's not a button masher.
No, even though at first you might feel like it's going to be, it's not.
Yeah, it is not a brawler. The big focus that the Warner people wanted to put on it, because I got to spend some time with them on E3, was to let you know that when you play it as Batman, you really have to be Batman. So you really need to use strategy more to get out of your issues than the fighting thing. Because they're two contrasting styles. Batman always wants to do takedowns and knockouts, whereas Joker's just going to kill shit because he doesn't really value life. So the button mashing does end up hurting you in the end, supposedly.
It will. Mm-hmm. And especially because, you know, Batman didn't carry guns. Yeah, no and guns. Most of the inmates, when they're guarding, have guns.
They got guns.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not superhuman. You are the goddamn Batman. So hopefully you're amped and you've got your strategy. You've got your all, you know, you've got the next few days off because I'm sure the minute you pop this in, you're not going to want to go to work.
Now, I have a question for you as you're playing this. In the demo, because I haven't played it yet. I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet. Do they have you go through the area where you're in the asylum and there are a bunch of guards in different areas and you're perched on top of gargoyles and you got to figure out how to take the guys out?
You have to take all of them out without alerting the others. Yes, okay. That's the room I was talking about.
So let me ask you a question. And once you get through
that room, that's when you see that boss.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. How did you, or did you, use the thing where you had to take a look and, like, observe a guard? Because Batman has this look of...
The detective mode.
Yeah. Like, what did you think about it? Because...
In all honesty, the first two times that I played through it, no, because it will coach you to say, use detective mode to figure out how to get out of this room. You know, and
you're supposed to get through.
When you but when you click on your detective mode, you know, all you see is, you know, you see skeletons, you know, and people who are either dead or on your side are blue. And if they're evil, they're red. You know, and in that whole room I kept my detective mode on. So, I mean, I feel like probably the first time I ever played through the whole game, I would probably play in that complete mode.
Okay.
Only because, obviously, it makes that a little easier. I actually liked the mode as a component to the game. I mean, you know, to find certain places to go, like, to get out of one room, you have to go through a vent. Now, I mean, when you don't have your detective mode on, you still see the vent. But when you have your detective mode on, it's a different color. It's a yellow color.
Uh-huh.
So you're kind of, so it sticks out more in detective mode than it would if you were just looking at it with your regular Batman eyes. You know, and you grab onto it and it opens up and then you can shimmy out of, you know, a room. You know, and I think panes of glass are still clear. But it will let you know, like, there's this little bullet that will pop up and say, oh, this is easily shattered if you put enough pressure on it. You know, letting you know that you could Batman glide through it and take out the assailant if you wanted to. So, I mean, I think it's very interesting. I like the concept.
Do you think it adds to the gameplay or it takes away? Because when I was playing the demo, I found myself going, you know what? I really don't want to have to stop my thinking of my strategy so that I can take a look at, the eraser kind of look of the game. Because I don't really care about skeletons. I just want to get out of this room. And I hate that the only way I can figure out how to get out of this room is to stop and go into detective mode. because you give me no other visual clue to find that window.
Well, I mean, if you talk to other, like, right before that room, you can talk, you talk to some guards, you know, and the more information, the more people you talk to, the more information you get about other inmates and stuff like that and whatnot. And some of them might give you verbal clues. But I mean, I was following along with the dialogue. So, I mean, I knew that the vet would have something to do with it. But yes, I mean, it kind of does guide you along. If you kept detective mode on the whole game, you could probably evade every bad guy and just navigate each room as you, you know, like that, which would take the fun out of the entire game.
But there's actually an achievement, though, for
not using it.
Yeah, kind of like in Mirror's Edge.
Oh, I still hope that's called being the goddamn Batman. That'd be the best name for the achievement. No, but I mean, can it deter? Yes. Do I think hardcore gamers will use it very often? I actually believe they won't, because I believe a lot of the hardcore gamers that have been waiting for this game are A, Batman fans, who would like to stay pure in the sense that they're not using the baby feeding method to get through this game. But for those who might know Batman and like Batman, but might not envision themselves being the Black Knight, the Black Knight had no arms.
Always triumphs.
Or legs. But I mean, for someone who likes the character but doesn't imbue that essence, then that will be a good tool for them. So I mean, this might appeal to two sides of the comic genre. So well, I mean, it's a hit or miss. It can be either.
I have a bit of a trivia question for the two of you concerning this game.
Uh oh, here we go. Okay.
Do you know what at least the outside of Arkham Asylum was modeled after?
Wasn't it Bellevue?
Nope. Danvers State Hospital.
Wow. Why doesn't that surprise me? You do realize that they've like put like houses up there now? Like, yep. I'd want to live there.
Yeah, I would not recommend for anybody living there.
I would pass.
The souls of the evil, insane people who died there now reign supreme there.
Mass murders happen up there. I'm going to say ghosts.
I'm going to go with not a good place for demonic the condo.
So, I mean,
Do you ever see Pet Cemetery? Don't you know what happens when you put houses near places like that?
I don't think it's like an ancient Indian burial ground.
You don't know that. Massachusetts is full of those things.
Good point.
The demo is really short, like I said, but it's still really, really enjoyable. So, it's free.
That makes it even more enjoyable.
Yay,
the game won't be, but the demo is. So, I mean, you can play it till your heart's content, save up your pennies if you have a problem with money,
or don't have a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, and then I guess the last thing that I'll talk about is, I mean, I had tweeted about it about a week ago, but I got into the new Xbox Live experience.
Woohoo, NXT!
It took me forever to register, and I was patiently waiting because they had made it sound like, oh, we'll give you an email to let you know if you got accepted to the program. So I waited the first
day. Here's the thing about the email. You only get the email if you opt into getting emails from them from everything. So if you opt out of getting emails for everything, you don't get an email.
Okay, so I did do that. I opted to not. And I was waiting for this email letting me know I was in the program. And then the next morning, it was like, there's an update. And I'm like, really? Okay. So, I mean, it was kind of a surprise to me, being the dunce. And, I mean, there are a lot of new things that are coming to the Xbox. Now, granted, the big, you know, turnover is going to happen on August 11th, which is, you guessed it, next week.
Yep.
Who knew? So, I mean, it's not a big deal if you didn't get into the program early, because
it's around the corner.
And there's a lot of new things that they were talking about with this experience. There is now an avatar marketplace where, you know, if you're sick of your avatar looking like all your friends' avatars, and frankly, granted, I don't have a lot of black girls on my, you know, Xbox list.
I know.
But we never, except for that time, we look a lot alike. But there is no way that we can look alike now, because with the Avatar Marketplace, unless everybody starts buying the exact same things or wearing them all at the exact same time, there's a new concept of individuality.
Okay, and I want to talk about Avatar Marketplace, like, a lot, like, right now.
Okay.
Because well, I'm in then. Love with Avatar Marketplace.
Me too.
Okay, and here's why. One, they're still going to be giving away free stuff. So Microsoft is still going to be giving away free clothing and props and stuff for your avatars.
Not to mention you can earn props from the games that you play.
But you can earn props as well as clothing for your avatars through games. So it adds a whole nother level of achievement stuff onto your games. Because now developers can create clothing. So here's what I want to see happen. And here's what I love about the Avatar Marketplace. I want to see games like Rock Band and games like NCAA, pick whatever sport you want. I want to see them award people jerseys.
That'd be a good idea.
From the game. So, like, if you play the same team all the time in NCAA football, that you win that jersey for your next box avatar. Like, I think that would be cool. I think that'd be a great tie over. Be like, oh, wow, you're a big Ohio State fan. Okay, cool. Like, I think that would be a cool thing to earn. I'd love to see, you know, if your avatar wears the same clothing inside of Rock Band, that you'd be able to win, like, their shirt.
That'd be a good idea,
because Microsoft still has made it very clear that no matter what you do for clothing, your avatar still has to look like a person. So there's not going to be any helmets or things like that. That's why the Gears clothes that they were giving away, the costumes, everybody's always holding the helmet because they can't put it on, because you can't look non-human. But I like that you'll be able to create your own style. Like, I blended stuff from the steampunk theme store and, like, the classic 30s theme store. And
the receptionista?
Yeah. So my avatar right now is wearing a big red corset with a pair of golf pants that are plaid tweeted with some hot shoes and glasses. And I gotta say, she's looking pretty fucking hot. And I'm so glad she doesn't look lame anymore.
You see, and me, I mean, I bought that corset also. Because I was like, oh, that's
because
really
we're related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I also bought from Recessionista the striped shirt with the suspenders.
Uh-huh.
And I wore that with the pencil skirt that we already had that's free.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a really good mix and match kind of place. I mean, I also bought, you know, I got the paperboy hat because I like cabbie hats, essentially.
Right. Right.
And I'm planning to buy the giant Q-tip as a prop.
The only thing that I have against the Avatar store, the marketplace, is that I think
they should give us hairstyles too.
Well, there definitely needs to be more hairstyles. But as far as playing dress up with your avatar, I think that it needs to just be a little cheaper.
Like, yeah, agreed.
I think 60 points for a shirt for your avatar is a bit steep, guys.
Agreed.
Like, I really do. I think that you should be able to put together a whole outfit and it costs like 60 points. Because, like, $120, that's kind of highway robbery. It's not like I can take this stuff anywhere. Right. So, that's like my only dig for the avatar stores. That's a bit pricey. Mm.
So, I mean, well, outside of that, I mean, so yay to individuality.
Yes.
Let's bring down the prices for those of us who are truly recessionistas and can't afford.
And is broke
to
as fuck.
Get all these things.
Yes, I
yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Just straight up broke as fuck. People need to be able to have good-looking avatars, too.
Agreed. Also, they have teamed up with Netflix to actually bring the idea of having, I think, up to 8 people all watching the exact same movie with the air, you know, so you could have 7 of your friends who are all home. None of them have gas to go out.
Yeah.
But they all want to do something with other people.
Hey, Panda, do you actually listen to me when I talk?
No.
Oh, because I talked about this a couple podcasts ago.
I know, but
the MST3K movie party stuff.
Yeah, well, it's there.
Yes.
I was talking from my experience.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll shut up.
So, I mean, so they have that now, and I mean, if Panda ever gets a job, I'm totally signing up for Netflix to do this, because I know I would love to hang out with a bunch of my Xbox Live friends and watch movies all together and be antisocially social together.
I would be the Tom Servo of whatever group of people that watched a movie together. That would be me. That would be my
role. Who would be Crow?
Well, it depends on the group of people that I get together with for the party. But I love the idea of being able to, over the internet, have 8 people watch a movie together. Because most of my friends are spread out across the country.
Across the nation!
I have friends across the nation! I'm sort of popular via the internet. I have a couple
across the universe.
Too.
Exactly.
I don't know about the
But I liked that as an aspect. I mean, obviously, a lot of it looks cleaner. Things are more organized. They have a solutions segment so that if you've got an issue, they might have an answer for you instead of having to go online, do troubleshooting and all that, blah, 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 blah.
You know, there's a big thing, though, that I've been seeing on the internet, and I actually checked it myself, and I have to say it absolutely is true, that they're not talking about on the experience, but that it makes the size of your downloaded games actually smaller. They actually take up less space, and the stuff that you install from Drive. Like, I found a thread where somebody was talking about they had installed, it wasn't Gears, it wasn't Halo, but it was another third-party shooter, and I can't think of the title right now, and the original install of it to the hard drive took over 2 gigs, and after the update, the install was down to 708 megs. That's a huge chunk of savings on hard drive space, which is a big deal, since the largest hard drive you can get for the sucker right now is the 120-gig drive, and Microsoft hasn't said that they're up in that space anytime too soon. So I think that that's kind of a major, major thing to not be boasting about, but that it actually shrinks the size, the actual physical space requirement for a lot of your install stuff and your download stuff. That's huge. I think that's a massive benefit to the update.
So, I mean, those are the things that I noticed first and foremost. I knew they did option the whole games on demand, where now you can find some of the titles that were on the Xbox that you may, you know, not be able to play now, that you might want to digitally download.
Right.
So, I mean, that whole concept of digital download is coming more and more into fruition.
Well,
they kind of
went out a little bit with Xbox Originals, but they kind of put themselves in a hole with it, because if you call it Xbox Originals, you can't really release any of the early Xbox 360 games when the whole thing is themed as the previous Xbox games. So the rebranding makes a lot of sense. And now there's no excuse for you not to have played Mass Effect, because it's available through games on demand.
So, I mean, this is going to open up a whole lot to the Xbox community. So, I mean, I'm very glad to see this transition happen at this point. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, the idea of paying for clothes, you know, with actual money that's not like real clothes, I'm a little iffy, but I mean, I still buy the stuff. I mean, I'm not going to.
I mean, here's the breakdown. I don't have a problem with paying the equivalent of a quarter to get clothes for an avatar, because you pay more than that if you're going to close something in like a Second Life,
right?
And if you think about all the games that you pay a monthly fee for, you're paying for the armor that your thing is wearing. So I mean, that breakdown over the course of the month, it would be about the similar. I just think that, you know, 50 cents to 75 cents is a bit much for, you know, an article for my avatar to use. But I like having the ability to change that stuff around. I definitely like the space requirement stuff going down, because I found that it opened up a lot more space on my hard drive, and I went from having only 70 gigs available to having 90 gigs available, which opens me up to feel more comfortable in getting more downloadable content. You know, because your download content can only stay with you on that drive, and if you take that drive over to another Xbox, it's not going to work, because it's not going to see the serial number of your box. So, you know, to be able to store all that stuff in one place as much as possible without having to look at moving that stuff over to yet another new external makes me very happy. I think that Microsoft is definitely trending the right way, moving into having more digital content available. My question is Sony and are Nintendo going to get the message and do the same thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that
either.
I
don't think Nintendo might, but it might take a while for them to do it.
Nintendo hasn't even come out yet with external storage, which I think is a big thing kind of weighing the Wii down right now.
Right. But they are working on something like a video on demand service that's currently in Japan right now called Wii No Ma. And there's a chance of bringing it over here to America, but they might have to first consider doing the external like hard drive service, because if you ever notice in the back of a Wii, there are two USB ports, which would be perfect for to place these external hard drives.
Yeah, but they need to, because there's no way to do any kind of digital distribution on demand without having an external storage. There's nobody on the planet that's going to want to have to put out to buy multiple 8-gig SD cards and then have to remember, okay, I bought this movie and I put it on this card, but I put this movie on that card, and then I've got this TV show over here. Oh, wait, no, it's over here. Let me go through my stack of 15 8-gig memory cards to figure out where I put my movie. No American is going to do that.
Well, maybe.
And I agree.
So they've really got to just kind of accept that they've got to move to external storage.
Imagine if they like release like a terabyte thing for it. I think everyone would be excited about it.
Absolutely, especially if it was in the form factor of the Wii, because then it becomes easily stackable. I mean, everyone's about ease of use. If you make the thing easy to use and easy to get to the stuff I want to get to, I'm going to buy it. I might bitch about the price, I might bitch about the color, but I'm going to buy it.
But the checkbook and the credit card still come out and a purchase is made.
Exactly. You know, so you just need to do it. Everyone has been crying about external storage for the Wii since the Wii came out. Going, hey, Nintendo, the SD card thing is neat and the picture thing is neat, but
I haven't even used the picture thing on there.
I've used the picture thing on my DSi. I've never used the picture thing on any of my consoles. No, let me take that back. I did change the wallpaper on my PS3 one time, just to see if I could do it. And that was a pain in the ass to do, which is why I only did it one time. But I've never been into taking pictures or viewing pictures through my game consoles. That's not what I'm about. I game through my game consoles. I look at pictures on my computer and on my camera and on my mobile device. And that's about it, because that's really the only places I want to look at pictures. Because if I turn on my Xbox, I'm not doing it to look at pictures.
Yeah, because usually the pictures you have on your Xbox are digital cock.
No, that would be your Xbox.
No, that was only once. You've gotten more digital cock than me.
This is true. I do get more digital cock sent to me than you do.
I have decided
Who is sending you this digital cock anyway?
So here's the thing. I don't know why.
It's okay, because I'm going to find a picture of a vagina.
It just starts in a digital badge across.
I'm just going to start...
For every digital cock I get,
and
I'm
be sure to send
that
picture of that vagina to me, too.
No, but I had it for, like, months, and it finally, thank God, finally died off about last month. I would have a bunch of people that I either befriended or that didn't friend me, but, you know, because I use my gamer tag as my writing name and pretty much my existence on the internet, I had a lot of people that were sending me images, and I've got some people that like to send me images of them gaming with their girlfriends or writing me little messages, because of your show, my girl and I started talking about games, and now we game together. And so I had lots of people that were sending me pictures of them and their girlfriends, like, with their little headsets on, which were so cute, or that they were gaming in front of their Xbox because they had the thing or their PS3, and I thought that was really cool. And so I was like, yeah, if you're gaming with your friend, let me see.
Friend is not code for penis.
Friend is not code for penis. And so I started getting pictures in.
No, fuck buddy is code for penis.
Fuck buddy. Yes. But, So I started getting pictures in about once a week from somebody. And I would open up the picture and be like, oh, that's you and your penis. All right. And report and block and delete. Okay. And one guy tried to be very clever and put a filter on it and did the whole fake thermal filter thing. So it took me a while to realize that I was looking at his penis. But then I realized...
That must have been one fucked up looking penis if it took you a while.
Because it was not only that, but he tried to do it like in the dark-ish. So there were like lots of blue areas. And I'm like, okay, wait, there's an edge. What the fuck am I looking at? I'm like, I didn't know...
Was it wearing sunglasses? Because Pandalicious and I have a friend who has a picture of a penis wearing sunglasses and a cigarette.
No, wasn't wearing sunglasses and didn't have a cigarette. For a while there, I thought it was a troll baby, but then I just realized it was,
it was a penis.
And I was like, all right, and lock and delete and move on. But
no
that
more
finally,
digital.
Yeah, no more with the digital cock.
Or I'm going to flash you digital badge.
If not,
I say too, I've rarely been using Skype, and most of the people that send me stuff for conversations is like, hey, come see my pictures right here.
Yes. And
I don't want to click because either it's either porn, which I can find in other places, right, or it's a virus.
Yes. Yeah, I don't click on any of those links. And
me neither.
Block, block, block.
But I haven't gotten any more digital cock, and I'd like to keep it that way. If I want to see your penis, I'll tell you and ask you to whip it out, okay? All right.
So you George Michael it.
I request it when I want it.
Or I'll go in a mail into a men's bathroom.
Bring me the penis.
It pretty much starts with, yes, and I'm ready for penis now. Show it to me. That's pretty much the conversation.
Anyway, but that's all the stuff that I have to talk about on this show, because I think we're running a tad bit long.
I think that we're about there.
Yeah, so. I feel like we're there too. Let's finish it up. Let's seal the deal.
You got to keep hitting us up on the website then, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we have written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just comments for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing weekly on Monday nights on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com. Our show airs at about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. While you're there, make sure that you bop into chat. One of us is usually trying to be there when the show is running, so you can talk to us about the show, what we were thinking, why we said what we said, which we typically don't know why we said it, but we said it, so we own it. But you can also listen to some of the great entertainment that's there on the All Games Radio Network. There's OLR.
And there's Dead Pixel Live.
And there's also Evil Avatar.
And there's Video Game Outsiders that just went live.
Fantastic Forums back.
And don't forget Bobby Blackwolf's show and Friday Night Gaming.
There's lots of great stuff to listen to over there. So while you're there, take a gander at it. Take a listen. Pop into chat. Talk to some people. They're cool. We're cool. The community's cool. And let them know that we sent you over there, because that'll make us super cool.
I'm already super cool.
Hold on. We're just getting to that.
We're not going to leave you hanging, King
exactly,
Baby Doc.
Exactly. Because while All Games is cool, Boston Bastard Brigade is something you should check out as well. And we've enjoyed having you on the show, Baby Duck. I got
thank you.
And we enjoy having you brothers to our sisters.
Yes.
And we appreciate all the help that you've been giving us.
Aw, it's nothing. You know fam's got to represent.
It's a love fest over here in Ashland.
All right, even though I've worked really hard to lose my accent, it comes out when I get drunk.
Yeah, it's a wicked pissa.
It is wicked pissa all the time. There's no doubt.
With my chowder and my cheddar.
So if you guys and gals want to listen to the Boston Bastard Brigade, check us out on iTunes like the girls. You can look us up on our webpage at www.bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can also look for us on both MySpace at myspace.com/bostonbastardbrigade. And look us up, too, on Facebook.
Bastards are everywhere.
Yes. The whole world is a bastardized planet.
So with that, I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah.
What's on your toast today?
I'm going to go with peanut butter and jelly. You know, the mainstay, because it gets all melty and it gets in all the crannies, and then it really sticks to the roof of your mouth, and it's just delicious.
I think I gotta go with a classic Boston sandwich, which is the Fluffernutter.
Oh. Have you ever had deep fried Fluffernutter?
No.
Oh, we gotta talk about that, because there's a place down here that they fucking deep fry them.
Holy and it shit.
Is. It is. It is sin on your mouth.
Whoa, it is.
Wow.
It is so good. It is awesome. I didn't know that they even had fluff down here, but there's a restaurant that deep fries the bitches. It is awesome.
That is something to look forward to.
Panda, your toast?
I am going to construct a Batman mask out of my toast and use the peanut butter to adhere it to my face because I'm the goddamn Batman.
Okay. Well, I'm Ninja Sesta.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I am King Baby Duck.
and we are out.
Sayonara.
Bye.